It's a very good morning to our local representative from Mildura Police. It's his Senior Constable, Gavin Slade, back again. Gavin, you can't stay away from the place.
Nah, I just love the place, mate. Good morning.
It is a good morning. Bit brisk out there, though, and you've only got the short sleeve shirt on.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't feel cold so much until I do.
They do say that too silly to... No, that's what my father used to say to me. I'm too silly to feel the cold when I was a young fella. Not such a young fella, though, Gavin.
No, a young fella about 20 years ago.
Look, I can't believe that we're talking about this again. I was looking at it before. Drink driving, speeding, issues on the road.
Yeah, I was going through all the notes over the last couple of days in regards to this, and it was quite concerning in regards to the speeders especially. So, yeah, over the weekend, police have issued numerous police or penalty notices in relation to unregistered motor vehicles and speeding offences. Police were disappointed to find that 8 of those drivers were detected driving between 13 and 24 k's over the speed limit, all receiving penalty notice of $363 and 3 demerit points.
That's... what can you say?
Yeah.
No words.
Yeah, there was a lot. And a lot of them, to be honest, were probably on the Sunday. I think out of 8 of those, 6 of those were on Sunday. So they're going,
Sunday?
Yeah, so I think they're going for their Sunday drive, but obviously going a lot faster than they should be.
Speaking of going a lot faster than they should be, e-scooters.
Yeah. With the e-scooter there, so some of the guys have actually noticed a female going along Edgewater Avenue Sunday morning. It's a 32-year-old female was observed riding an e-scooter without a helmet. So they've pulled her over, done some checks, revealed that the maximum speed of the e-scooter was actually 25 k's an hour.
25 k's an hour, and she's not wearing a helmet.
Yeah, and it was powered by 3,500 watts. So the female has received penalty notice for unlicensed driving or riding, unregistered and failed to wear a helmet, totaling $2,181 and a loss of 3 demerit points.
Would that be the same fine as if you were in a car, essentially, with those?
Yeah.
Because it's essentially a motor vehicle.
Yeah, it's classified as a motor vehicle because with these e-scooters, they're only allowed to go up to 10 k's an hour or be powered by up to 2,000 watts. So anything higher than that, you basically need to get them registered.
Unbelievable. Look, you've had some arrests over the weekend as well.
Yeah, we did. So police were called to the Mildura CBD area for a 41-year-old male whom was drunk in a public place and abusing members of the public. The male was arrested and received 2 fines, totaling $1,454 for his troubles. Also, there's another couple of arrests too. So the very, very early hours of Monday morning, police conducted a routine intercept on Deakin Avenue where they've located a 48-year-old male and 19-year-old female occupant. Occupants were nervous in police presence, with the vehicle then being searched, locating drugs and a large amount of cash. Both parties being arrested, the male was charged and bailed to appear at the Mildura Magistrates Court at a later date. The 19-year-old female was released pending summons.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Busy weekend. Look, that's the weekend, but I do know, and I've been on the iWatch page, and great photo. I'm happy that it's not 100% in focus that's on the police iWatch page.
It probably makes me look a lot better when it's not in focus too.
But today is Ida Hobbit Day, please.
Yeah, so police are encouraging members of the public to help bring awareness to the Ida Hobbit Day, which is obviously today, being Tuesday, 17th of May, down at the Langtry Riverfront Connection. So that starts off across the road from the Grand Hotel.
Beautiful.
So then they gather there at 11:30. They then walk from there down to JC Park, where they do a welcome to country and a flag-raising ceremony. And after that, there's obviously from about 12 o'clock onwards, there's going to be a barbecue.
That's a free barbecue, and I do hear that it's safe to go along there because you're not cooking anymore.
Yes, that is correct. Apparently, there was an incident last year where there was someone cooking the barbecue. I won't say who. Apparently, the barbecue caught a light. So let's just say that I'm not cooking this year.
Okay, all right. That dogged myself in it. That is a, though, admittedly, though, that is a community day as well.
Yeah,
everyone's invited to get involved.
Yeah,
with that.
It is. Yeah, we encourage as many people as possible to get down there. And just also, it's more so about raising awareness as well, too, though. So, yeah, if you've got a spare, probably hour or two, yeah, I'd love to have you down
and,
there.
And I'll probably actually just stick my hand up again. I did mention this with the mayor that May 17 each year is International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, Intersexism and Transphobia. And it's because it was the World Health Organization back in 1990 that stopped classifying homosexuality as a disease, and that's why it's today.
Okay, well, you know there a lot more about it than me.
So. I had to do a bit of research to me.
On Google search.
Admittedly. Yeah, true. Look, the field days.
Their field days are on again, which is great to see. So they're on this Friday and Saturday. So Friday from 9 till 5, Saturday 9 till 4. So it's down at the Madura Racecourse, Nichols Point. So the field days are about farmers, business, family and fun. VicPol will also be in attendance and encourage you to come down to say good day. And for a terrific family day out. And I've got one last message too, because obviously I've been mentioning the kids, so I've got my kids all over it. So I've got little Patrick and little Jason I want to say good day to this morning as well to those. So, yeah.
Is that the whole lot of this?
No, there's more.
Oh, okay. Well, just getting back to the field days, I've been encouraging the kids if they're going out to the field days, because have you got any idea what vehicle's going to be out there? Because I was talking to Joe Rodder and we were hoping it might be a highway patrol car, but...
Yeah, I'm of the understanding that there will be a highway patrol car out there. I'm hoping that's going to be for both days, but I think it's more so going to be in the morning period if they're able to get that vehicle out there as well.
Of course it is about availability. It's just I'm encouraging the kids to plead and plead and plead with the officer who's down there, no matter who it is. So I'm sorry, I'll apologise now. Just, let me in the car, let me have a play.
Yeah, that'll be my sergeant. So I have a chat to him when we get back, but he was having a discussion with the Highway Patrol, I think on the Friday. So I think they're still hoping they should be able to get a vehicle for both days.
Oh, excellent. That is fantastic. Fantastic. I'll be down there on the weekend myself. Gavin, as always, an absolute pleasure, and we'll maybe do it again next week.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'll let you head off and not cook a barbie. Thank you for that. That's Gavin Slade from Mildura Police.